You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Happy National Squirrel Appreciation Day. Let's give a hat tip to those perky little mammals that scamper around our neighborhoods, our parks, and our forests. Here now from Hope College, where she's a biology professor, is Dr. Kathy Winnett Murray. Through the years, as part of her animal behavior classes, she's conducted squirrel investigations on and near the Hope campus. So, Kathy, what do we have to learn from squirrels?
Well, I think we have a lot to learn from squirrels about getting along in our very own neighborhoods. One of the reasons I'm interested in them in my animal behavior class is that they're eager to participate in class observational experiments, so they have the right personalities. And we investigate how animals are adapted to make decisions based on what I think are essentially economic cost-benefit relationships. In ecology, we call this optimality theory. But basically, it's how much energy is put in for how much energy out or how much bang for the buck. For example, a squirrel who can't balance those things with sound decision-making might not make it through the winter, or they might not successfully avoid a predator such as a hawk or a coyote.
So give us an idea of what you do during these investigations with your students. Sitting outside and just kind of, do you have certain spots? What are you watching them do?
Well, we usually use the Hope College campus because our squirrels are very eager to participate, as I mentioned. One example is we're looking at whether behavioral decisions reflect knowledge of their food. So, for example, you know that all autumn long, squirrels are going around scatter hoarding nuts for the winter, but they also have to eat and put on extra fat to help survive the winter. So we use pecans in a really interesting observational experiment where we're looking at whether they, if they have a choice of a perishable or a non-perishable food, will they make decisions based on those relative costs and benefits. We use pecans in the shell. We create perishable pecans by punching a hole with a nail. Presumably, the squirrels can recognize that those nuts are compromised by smelling them. And then we set up feeding stations around campus, and my students observe from a distance and watch what the squirrels decide to do with these two kinds of nuts that we put in little kitty dishes. Most of the intact, non-perishable pecans, the squirrels take and they bury them right away. And the perishable ones, which we think they're learning by through smell, are they either eat right away or they take them up into the trees, we think maybe to eat soon thereafter. And they spend a lot of time deciding what to do with each nut because a pecan is a big prize for a squirrel.
Do you think squirrels are smarter than most people think they are?
I do. I think they're weighing these cost-benefit relationships, maybe not in a conscious manner, but as an adaptation for getting along in their environment. They have to be able to make decisions based on the context that changes from season to season or what kind of predators are around.
What is your very favorite thing based on all this time you've spent investigating and observing squirrels? What's your favorite thing about squirrels?
My favorite thing about squirrels is that they're right outside the window, to tell you the truth. I love observing nature, but I can be at home, I can be at work, and I can watch squirrels carrying out their lives. I can watch them raising their families. I can watch them doing acrobatics, trying to problem solve at bird feeders. So they're a great reminder that we share the neighborhood with a lot of other creatures, and that we can get along with other creatures pretty easily, just with a little mutual respect.
Hope College biology professor Kathy Winnett Murray. Well, happy National Squirrel Appreciation Day to you, Professor.
Thank you very much.